Recorded Books presents Summer's Horses by Ralph Cotton, narrated by Brian Hutchison.
Part 1. Chapter 1. Colorado Territory. Will Summers followed the big spotted cur up the last stretch of trail to a clearing on the mountainside. He guided a string of 6 horses and a sorrel mule on a lead rope behind him. The mule brought up the rear of the string at a gangly, uncooperative pace. Summers looked back over his shoulder as one of the horses chuffed and grumbled at the worrisome mule. These were all good horses, he told himself, eyeing the rope respectively. All 6 and the one he was riding. He patted a gloved hand on the withers of the silver-gray dapple beneath him. On the string, 3 dark bays, an Appaloosa mare soon to foal, a paint horse, and a black Morgan Cross, he accounted to himself, as if taking inventory. 7 fine horses. He turned forward in his saddle and rode on. From a window in a weathered cabin, Layla Brooks watched Summers and the animals disappear and reappear brokenly through the trees, filing along at an easy pace. The first living human I've seen in weeks, she reminded herself. The thought of it caused a lump to move into her throat. She kept her eyes from welling and took a breath. She trembled slightly. When she recognized Summers, she'd eased the hammers down on the shotgun in her hands and leaned the gun against the wall. Of all people. She gave herself a thin, tight smile and touched her fingertips to her hair. All right. She had no brushes, no combs, she told herself. She looked down her front at the soiled, grease-spotted gingham dress she wore. Quick. She stripped the dress over her head and tossed it aside.